This Beef Boy rant is brought to you by CouchPirates.com. Humor, politics, professional wrestling, comics, the Couch Pirate Show podcast, and the world-famous Rate This Chick are all waiting for you at CouchPirates.com. Get it?
Get ready, Beef Fanatics. Here comes the serial thriller, the Millennium Man with the Tower of Power, a proud infidel and your radical moderate underground icon, the Beef Boy!
...2005 was marred by a whole year of box office downturns. Hollywood insiders are blaming theater chains, iPods, and the cyclical nature of moviegoing. Theater owners are blaming piracy, bad films, and the economy. So what is the real truth? Well, sit back, relax, enjoy, and let the Beef Boy do what the Beef Boy does best, and that's break it right on down for you. Industry estimates place the 2005 theater slump at around 8%. Actually, the reality is worse. Theater attendance has been down since 2002. So can the Beef Boy save the movie industry? Of course I can. But I've got a lot of bitching to do, and it's going to require both filmmakers and theater owners to set down their bottle of Peruvian mineral water and tell their secretaries to get out from between their legs and fucking pay attention. The first step is to beat down Hollywood. 2005 was a year chock full of more shit than a fecal-philiac's fantasy. How many times were we treated to sequels, crappy television adaptions, and the worst offender of all, fucking reimaginings, which just means we couldn't come up with a new idea, so we added a bunch of new computer graphics and charged you current prices. Let's see if some of these dogs ring a bell. Son of the Mask, Miss Congeniality 2, Guess Who, Triple X, State of the Union, The Honeymooners, The Longest Yard, The Dukes of Hazzard, Bewitched, The Bad News Bears, Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo, The Fog, Legend of Zorro, Aeon Flux, and last, but certainly not least, not by a long shot, King Kong. What do all these movies, and many more that I didn't mention, have in common? They have all been done before, and in most cases, done infinitely better. I know what the problem is here, Beef Fanatics. Some people will tell you that Hollywood has no new ideas. Those people are flaming idiots. The fact of the matter is that the wrong people are in charge of greenlighting movies. Somewhere along the line, a new paradigm creeped into the purview of studio execs, and it's the death of originality. Brand awareness, or the concept that an audience has to know the property before they will shoot a film, is one real reason that we got the 10th version of Pride and Prejudice, or the 3rd version of King Kong, a film that has been remade, spoofed, copied, and outdone a million times since the original over 70 fucking years ago. And by the way, shame on you, Peter Jackson, for following up the best trilogy of all time with that golden chestnut of Dookie. Another huge problem in Tinseltown is the total disconnect between filmmakers and their audience. A movie like The Island should have been made for $15 million with a cast you've never heard of and directed by some dude straight out of film school. Instead, they take a $15 million idea and spend $122 million on it by handing it over to Michael Bay and stocking it with expensive talent. The Island made $35 million domestically. That's just fucking stupid, and a good example of the disconnect between filmmakers and the public. However, the arrogance and stupidity continues, Beef Fanatics. Steven Spielberg, an admittedly brilliant filmmaker, recently made the following comment in Newsweek. Quote, "I just feel that filmmakers are much more proactive since the second Bush administration. I think that everybody is trying to declare their independence and state their case for things that we believe in. No one is really representing us, so now we're representing our own feelings, and we're trying to strike back." Unquote. Did you catch that? Basically, Spielberg just told you why he and others in the industry are making shitty movies. They lost track of their job. When I spend my hard-earned cheddar on 2 hours of entertainment, then I expect to escape from the bullshit the world is throwing at me, not be preached to and reminded about what I'm trying to escape from. If your film doesn't entertain me, first and foremost, then your film isn't worth shit. If all you want to do is tell me how to vote and who to fuck and how unenlightened we all are, then you're a filmmaker who is slitting your own throat and you're effectively killing your business. You know why Star Wars and Harry Potter and Wedding Crashers did so much bank last year? because for two measly hours, we got to go someplace else and have fun and forget about all the horseshit that Hollywood players have to say about the world. The second that all you filmmakers stop trying to educate us and start trying to entertain us is the second that we will return to your theaters in droves. Dig it.
Thanks for listening to The Beef Boy Rants. If you'd like to read more of The Beef Boy, please visit his website at www.thebeefboy.com. Or if you've got a comment, please email The Beef Boy at me, that is M-E, at thebeefboy.com.